AP News, I'm Ben Thomas. Investigators are working to establish details of what led to the deadly collision of an Air Canada jet and a fire truck at New York's LaGuardia Airport. Ed Donahue has the latest.
The pilot and co-pilot were killed. The impact severed the cockpit and hurled a flight attendant, still secured to her seat, far from the crash site. She survived. An air traffic controller can be heard on airport communications, frantically telling the fire truck to stop. Later.
We were dealing with an emergency earlier, and I messed up.
Transportation Secretary Sean Duffy says he can't give specifics on what went wrong, deferring to the National Transportation Safety Board.
I did want to clarify, I've heard the rumor that there was only one controller in the tower, and that's not accurate.
President Trump was asked what happened.
They made a mistake. It's a dangerous business. That's terrible.
One passenger said the plane hit turbulence on the descent to New York. Some were bleeding and credited the pilot's reflexes with saving lives. I'm Ed Donahue.
President Trump's extended his deadline for Iran to reopen the Strait of Hormuz, delaying strikes on Iranian power plants for another 5 days. He says the U.S. has been negotiating with Iran.
We're dealing with the man who I believe is the most respected and the leader. It's a little tough. We've wiped out everybody.
Iran denies any talks with the U.S. and accuses Trump of trying to reassure financial markets with fake news. Oil prices did fall Monday and stocks jumped, but markets remain uneasy. And John Gambrell reports.
As this announcement came out, the United Arab Emirates said that its air defenses were engaged in countering Iranian fire. Meanwhile, we've seen the Iranians also launch missiles on Diego Garcia, way out in the Indian Ocean, over 4,000 kilometers away from Iran. If this new range is true, that could put parts of Europe well within Iran's range.
This is AP News. One of the world's biggest musical acts reunited and returned to the stage over the weekend. Julie Walker has this story.
BTS is back, the popular K-pop band returning after a four-year break, playing a free concert in Seoul, South Korea Saturday night that drew tens of thousands and was broadcast on Netflix.
It's been a long journey, but now we're finally here!
All seven BTS members recently finished South Korea's mandatory military service. Up next, their world tour with 82 shows planned, including several in the U.S. On Friday, the group released its fifth album. I'm Julie Walker.
And this Friday, Netflix will release a documentary about BTS titled BTS The Return, promising an intimate look at the band's journey to their latest album. There's more news at apnews.com. I'm Ben Thomas. Thanks for listening.
Turn your tax refund into a new kitchen with Menards. Make this the year you check that project off the list. Renovate your space with new cabinets from Cardell. They're ready to install and come in a variety of styles and finishes with free shipping to your home. Visit our kitchen showrooms in-store or go to Menards.com for free estimates today. Plus, check out our weekly flyer for all of our hot deals going on now. Save.